Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! In the left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Guilty of a run first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
Three as a seam and a crease. The kicker can't trip him up. Headed for the end zone. Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a chat to Fabry.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning and welcome to Hollywood Casino Press Box. All new 590 The Fan, Frank Cusimano with you till 12. If you'd like to be a part of the program, Edge Listener Line, First Tee Text Line, 855-282-8255. A lot of things going on. Derek Gould's going to join us at about 10:30. Rob Raines is going to join us at about 10:45. He has a player the Cardinals, he believes, is actively pursuing as we speak. We'll talk with Frank Viverito about what's going on in St. Louis sports and the Musio Awards. And then at about 11:30 today, Patrick Quinn, chairman, St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation. It looks like there's going to be a tremendous, I mean a spectacular practice facility built for the Blues and for young hockey players in general on the grounds of Hollywood Casino. We'll give you the backstory coming up at about 11:30. Opening monologue brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. The Michael Porter Jr. saga. A little bit like the Stanton situation, very few know the real story. Maybe Michael, Mom, Dad, Konzo, maybe Jonte. We do know a few things. When Michael played with Mokan, his AAU team, he was always hurt. Back issues. Rarely practice. Could it be that again? There were reports yesterday, none of it confirmed, that the mother is involved heavily and she's being very protective of her son. Which is what mothers should do. I mean, we are talking about a very lucrative NBA career looming. So, if you take a break against Wagner, it's not the end of the world. It really isn't. I got to tell you, though, honesty is always the best policy. It really is. Unless you are asked the question, does this dress make me look fat? Or if you have a spicy half-Greek, half-Italian wife, and you or your kids did something wrong and you fear the wrath of this woman. I think it's okay to fudge a little then, too. But in general, tell the freaking truth. Is it a hip? Is it a back? Is it a knee? It's the NCAA, not the CIA. Just tell the truth. Dave Matter on the topic.
It seemed like the other night, Friday night, that Congo Martin was sort of didn't know as much as maybe we were told during the game. There was a confusion whether this was a leg or a hip injury. And then last night, there was some confusion on where Michael was during the game, why he wasn't on the court or on the sideline with his teammates. And then after the game, Konzo was a little frustrated, not necessarily with the media, but just kind of with the fact that this has sort of overshadowed the rest of the team and how well it has played without Michael. So there's a lot of unanswered questions right now, and I'm not sure when there really will be any clarity on this.
Lap two. Giancarlo Stanton. I'm here to say that if it doesn't work out, I don't think I'm going to blame John Mozeliak. I mean, you can't make Jessica Alba love you. John Mozeliak can't make Giancarlo love the Arch, Ted Drews, and Toasted Ravioli. Mo can do a lot of things. He can put together a great package for the Marlins. He can agree to pay almost all of the $295 million. Who knows, maybe all of it. He can guarantee competitiveness. He can guarantee this man playing in front of 40,000 81 times a year. He can almost guarantee that if Giancarlo Stanton lives up to his side of the deal, he's going to be revered forever in our town. But you know what? You can't make somebody like you. You can't. I mean, there was a girl one time at summer camp when I was like 12 years old. She was like a young Phoebe Cates. So beautiful. And she'd watch us play basketball. I never tried harder. I wanted to impress her, but I couldn't make her like me. Nope. Didn't happen. You can't force America to like cricket either. You can't force somebody to like somebody. So, we'll see what happens. And I don't know how he feels. As I mentioned yesterday, I believe that there's only two people who really know. Giancarlo Stanton and his agent. And according to Jim Bowden, who, by the way, once brought Ken Griffey Jr. to Cincinnati, he doesn't think he's going to end up in St. Louis.
I like the Cardinals a lot in terms of what they have to offer. But a friend of mine who's very close to Giancarlo has indicated to me that St. Louis is not on the top of his list. And I'm not even sure, even if they agreed on players and money, I'm not sure he's going to approve the deal to go there. Now, only Giancarlo knows exactly what he would do. Certainly he has given some direction to Derek Jeter or Mike Hill on where he would go. Giancarlo is not talking publicly about that. Mike Hill is not talking publicly about it. And his agents, Joel Wolf and Adam Katz, will not respond to me when I ask the question. So that's kind of how I view it. I certainly think the Cardinals line up and can make a tremendous compelling offer to land him and Brad Ziegler in a deal that would make a lot of sense, both financially and baseball-wise for Miami. I'm not so sure I wouldn't even rank him first of the group. I just don't think he's going to approve going to St. Louis.
Yeah, so if that's the case, how do you blame the GM? Now, you'll blame the GM if after the winter meetings are over December 14th and you don't have hitters. That's when you blame them, because there's got to be a plan B, C, and D. And we're going to talk about one of those plans coming up very shortly with Rob Raines. Derek Gould first, though. Lap three. A powerfully emotional moment in sports. The Roy Halladay Memorial yesterday. Many former teammates spoke, and none more emotional than Chris Carpenter of the Cardinals.
I can talk about when he came back from getting sent down to AAA. And he totally revamped his mechanics, his mind, and he told me he'd never be that bad again. You could see it in his face, his body language, that he was going to dominate and never look back, and that's what he did. I could talk to you about how he texted me after Game 5 in 2011. Well, I was still on the bus, and he was still sitting in his locker after pitching his heart out to congratulate me, to wish me good luck the rest of the way, and of course how he was looking forward to the trip to Brazil going fishing with him. He was always thinking of others.
I wonder how that talk show host in Boston feels about his heartless remarks right after the death. When you hear and read more about Roy Halladay. Lap four. So sometimes when you're watching a newscast, you just get upset. You just get mad. And unfortunately, that's what news departments have to do. They got to cover these terrible stories. And you think to yourself, how could anybody act like that? How could I be living in the same planet with a human being that acts like that? How could I? So I'm watching the 10 o'clock news before I went on last night. And Christina Coleman, our fine reporter, had an unbelievable report about bullying going on at Granite City. And then our station followed up with this report today.
High school student fears for her life after she was bullied and threatened on Facebook. Now Granite City Police are investigating this. Christopher Markle says someone posted a picture of a gun and bullets in a group Facebook message. He says the student was threatening his daughter, Amanda. The Granite City High School junior says she has been called names and bullied a lot in school, but this threat took it to a whole new level. The superintendent says the district also took that threat seriously.
I was just really scared to go to school, like not knowing what's going to happen to anybody. Not just me, but the whole student body.
We don't take it lightly. And again, too, I want parents to realize that their children are safe.
Kelly Jackson, our anchor, on that VOSAT. And, you know, the package itself was magnificent because you heard from the father whose whole life, and all fathers' lives are like this, the only thing you want is you want your kids to be okay. There's an old saying that goes like this: you're only as happy as your least happy child. That your life can be going okay, your job can be all right, your other kids can be doing well. But if you have a child that's unhappy, and this is more than being unhappy, this is torture. This is going to school and doing absolutely nothing wrong and being abused with words about your weight. How does a father, you know, have a moment's peace when you know that when you drop off your daughter or when you see her get on the bus to go to school, you know she hates every second of it and she's going to be abused and made fun of because of her weight? It's like, it's disgusting. Now, I'm going to be soft on crime in a minute, but let me be tough on crime right now. These bullies disgust me. And I wonder if the parents of these bullies know what their kids are doing. And they disgust me if they do. I mean, if I'm in charge of Granite City High School, I do the most thorough investigation possible and find out every one of these people and get them into a room and say, okay, you're on notice. If one word is ever said to this girl again, if you make this girl uncomfortable again, you are done. Now, I'm sure, you know, in these school systems, oh, no, kids have rights. No, no, they shouldn't. Not these kids. Not the kids that do this and make a girl feel so horrible. It's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. It's like the worst thing I've ever heard. And I keep thinking of that father and the torture he goes through. All he wants to do is have his little girl happy. Ugh. Lap 5. The UCLA basketball players are back. The president made sure of that. Interesting. Don't hear ESPN talking about that. So now the question is, what happens to these players? Seth Greenberg is advocating kicking them out of school.
I think they should be suspended for a couple of games, and I think you move on.
A couple of games?
A couple of games.
Are
you
kidding
me? Three games.
A couple of games?
We're talking about kids.
I don't care about kids. You're taking your team to another country, a different culture. All right? They steal things in three different stores, allegedly.
Okay.
All right? To me, that's egregious. You're representing your family. You're representing the university. When you go to another country, you're representing your country. These guys need to, like what you said earlier, Breeze, they can practice with their team. They should not be able to play this year. This is an embarrassment.
Seth, okay, so when do we come back to this moment about having teachable moments for our youth?
That's a great
teachable moment for our youth. They just got shamed all over national TV. Donald Trump is talking about it. It's fine. I mean, have three-game suspension. I think they've learned their lesson from that.
Let me ask you this. When those kids, I think those kids, if they were smart, would unplug and reboot somewhere else. Because every time they walk across campus the rest of that semester, all right, there's a dark cloud over their heads. That's an embarrassment to everyone involved. And let's say so this. Let me ask you this. And I'm sure they're great kids. You're telling me they went to China, so they decided that was the first time they were going to make a bad decision?
Okay, he didn't say out of school for a year, and that was Jason Williams from ESPN arguing against him. Yeah, look, they screwed up badly. I don't think that I would kick them out of school. I would probably suspend them for the semester. You know, let them miss all these games. And then let them come back in January. You know, I got to tell you something. I would just hate to be judged forever by some of the stupid things I did in college. So come down on them hard. They've been embarrassed. But I'd let them play again. I love the Ball family. I do. I really do. I love LeVar Ball. I hope Lonzo has an unbelievable career just to stick it to all these nasty people. I don't want them to suffer forever. Just hit him for the rest of the semester. You know, suspend him because there's a lot of games here coming up. You know, there's a few in November, but there's a lot in December. Let them come back right after the first semester ends. They've learned a lesson. Not going to happen again. I know there are consequences, but they are really, really young, aren't they? Lap 6. Stream of consciousness. How about our young man from Chaminade High School, Jason Tatum? 19 points last night on 6 of 9 shooting. He is so efficient. He really is. Every time I think about it, too, it's 19 points for a 19-year-old in the NBA. The Celtics can't lose either. 13 in a row. They're 13-2. As I said before, I don't think he's going to win the Rookie of the Year. Ben Simmons has gaudy stats every night. Balls in his hands all the time. I wouldn't be surprised, though. Jason Tatum ends up in the NBA Finals. Hey, have we ever had a guy in the four major sports who will lead the league in scoring and whose last name nobody can pronounce? The Greek Freak is averaging 31 points a game. And nobody pronounces his name. Now, his first name is Giannis, and then it's Adetokounmpo. Adetokounmpo. He's unbelievable, too. He's like 6'9", 6'10", and he handles the ball like he's 5'11". Gets to the rim. He's so complete. If you haven't seen him, you're missing something special. Good luck to Mad Max Scherzer. Could win his third Cy Young tonight. And you know what? He's the best pitcher in St. Louis history. He is. Jerry Royce, Mark Burley, Ken Holtzman. Nope. It's Max Scherzer. And I think he's going to the Hall of Fame no matter what. But this is going to confirm it. Three Cy Youngs. He's something else. All right. So those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear some of yours. Mizzou, anybody argue this? Just tell the truth. No big deal. A little hamstring, a little back, lingering hip. Just tell the truth. Stanton, a Cardinal, yes or no? And would you blame John if it doesn't work out? I mean, if he's doing all these other things, if he's agreeing to pick up the salary, if he's got the right players in the trade and can't make somebody like you. Bulling. What would you do if you were running Granite City School? What would you do to those kids? The UCLA players, don't kick them out for good. Jason Tatum, what a player he could be. Who knows? I wonder if 15 years from now we'll be saying, best St. Louis basketball player ever. JoJo White, I think, holds that title now. And so does Max Scherzer in terms of pitchers from this area. Before we go to break, quick word about Hollywood Casino. They're our title sponsor. And if you're looking for a place for the weekend, do what I did last weekend. We went to 99 Hops House, had a couple of beers, an incredible meatloaf sandwich, some appetizers. Then we did a little people watching. It's just a fun place to watch the game, whether it's Mizzou or the Blues. And it's a fun place to just hang out. We appreciate them being our title sponsor. And remember, it's a great place for a getaway weekend. You can stay in those newly renovated rooms where they've sunk millions and millions of dollars into. All right, we will take a short time out.